And as we're hearing, Don Harkin is still alive and well, thank God. He was captured and held in a Nazi camp. Harry Callan is still alive and lives up in Santry. He was a prisoner of the Nazis as well. And Tommy Reichenstahl is with us now on the line. Tommy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Nice to hear from you again.
And first of all, condolences, because in December, Zoltan and Edith Zincallis, both of them died within a very short period of each other. You knew Zoltan well, didn't you?
I can't say that I knew him well, but I knew him. I actually visited him not long ago. Mm-hmm. And Zoltan, he had a tough life. And he had tuberculosis, of course, when he was in the concentration camp, and he suffered from it all his life. Yeah. And, I mean, a couple of years ago, he was also very ill, and he always got out of it. We sort of said that the cat with seven lives. Yeah. He was tough. And he really managed his life very well. But unfortunately, without any warning or anything, he just one day passed away. And of course, the tragic thing was that his sister stayed in his house. She relied on him an awful lot. And Zoltan's wife, of course, was in mourning. And she stayed in the house. And about 10 days later, she passed away. So it was very, very tragic.
She died on 2 days after Christmas, December 27th.
Yeah.
And Tommy, we've spoken to Captain Don Harkin, who was in a prisoner of war camp.
Yeah.
And he was very resourceful, actually, and he managed. And he's a very stoic attitude to it now. He managed for the year he was prisoner.
Yeah.
You were in a concentration camp.
Well, I had a very tough life. I was in a concentration camp, Belgian-Belsen. I was only 9.5 years old. But it's not so much that I physically suffered. Thank God I was okay. But I was completely weak. I was very malnutrition and... of course, I was locked away. I didn't have any school or anything. And what was happening around me was more tragic than what I suffered. But what I went through was just a horror story. Of course, I wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
But it was very, very tough. People dying around me in the hundreds and thousands. And, of course, I lost my grandmother with me in Belgian-Belsen. But thank God my brother, my mother, and myself, we survived it. And later on we also met our father who jumped out of a train, which was taking him to Auschwitz most probably. And he survived as well. So it was one of these... miracle that we all were reunited after the war, even though we didn't know of each other, if any of us is alive.
That's an amazing story.
It's amazing. How long had your father been missing, so to speak, Tommy, before the family were reunited?
Apart about not even a year.
Okay.
Less than a year, about 10 months.
And did you believe he was dead?
Well, when we heard that he was taken away, I mean, it was in 1944, it was in November, and when he was caught and we were notified that my father was caught, we thought that's it. At the time, of course, the Jewish people knew what was happening, and we said, that's it, we never will see him again. And then we received a postcard, and he said, don't worry, I'm alive. But that's all what we knew for about 7 months, 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we discovered that he was alive.
Incredible. And how did you come to Ireland, Tommy?
Yeah, my story, it's like every foreigner, my story is very, very long. So it's, I'm not going to tell you the whole story.
Okay.
But basically in 1959, I was offered a job here to build a factory for a man that was English person that wanted to build a factory to manufacture zips. And I met him in London. After I studied in Germany, I met him in London, and he said, look, I have a proposition for you. I want you to build a factory for me to manufacture zip fastener. And I want you to sort of sign up for 3 years, and if you like it, okay. If you don't like it, you can leave after. Well, it was offer. I was at the time 25 years old. It was offer. I couldn't refuse. I came to Ireland. I set up the factory. I met a Jewish girl, got married, and I'm still here.
Absolutely. And Tommy, are you still doing going around schools talking about it?
Not only that I'm going to school, but I have to give you some, share some news with you.
Yeah.
Which is a tremendous honor for me. Just before Christmas, mm-hmm. I received a note from the German ambassador in Ireland.
Okay.
And he informed me that I was awarded by German President Joachim Gauck.
Yeah.
I was awarded Order of Merit of the Federal Republic of Germany. And it's a great honor to me for the work I'm doing. And on the 29th of January now, there is will be a reception, especially in my honor, in the German embassy.
On the 29th.
And I will be presented with this Order of Merit for the work I do, of course, combating racism and improving relation between Germany and Ireland and reconciliation between people. So it's a great honor for me, and I'm doing, yes, I'm still lecturing. I was actually this morning, I was in Clontarf. I gave a lecture in a school, and I'm giving a lecture tomorrow in Galway. So I'm very busy.
Brilliant.
I'm booked out.
Brilliant. And Tommy, that is
this lecture. I also finished a film, which is a second film.
Okay.
And hopefully it will be shown on RT sometime during the year. And I'm also starting to write a second book, so I'm really busy with this project. It's a great privilege for me that I can speak to young people and warn them about the racism. Today, Ireland is a multinational society, and, you know, things are happening. And in this recession, we have to warn, especially the young people, that tolerance is very important, and I hope I'm doing some good.
That is an incredible honor that has been bestowed on you.
I mean, of course, it is unique for a Jewish person, a Holocaust survivor, to get honor here in Ireland. But I asked the ambassador if anybody else got this honor, and he said between 5 to 7 years ago, somebody else got this type of honor here in Ireland. So it's a very rare thing to happen. So I'm very honest. It's amazing.
And unfortunately, as we heard throughout the program so far, survivors of Nazi imprisonment, there's relatively few at this stage.
We are a dying race, you know, dying breed all the time. Less and less of us. I was speaking to somebody from Israel, and they say that every day about 32 people, a Holocaust survivor, passed away. So there's less and less of us in the next 10, 15 years. I don't know if there are none of us left. So this is why I'm leaving this legacy of my story that the young people can learn.
You're going to go on for many a long year, Tommy.
Please go. Please
Tommy, I want you to talk to more people after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And joe.rt.ie. Kathleen Lifley is in Dublin at 12. Kathleen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
It was your stepbrother.
Michael, my stepbrother, yes. He was 12 years older than me.
And he was missing for how long? You presume dead, was it?
Oh, yes, yes. He joined the Air Force in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 1943 or 44. We were notified that he was shot down and killed